This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week, Minnesota Native News reporter Emma Needham brings us some of the latest from Minnesota's Native communities, including a new novel from the author of Good Berry Cookbook, a doctoral study about the effects of tribal membership on Native American identity, and how Red Lake, White Earth, and Lower Sioux communities are leading the state in recreational marijuana and hemp industries.
Indian Country is leading the way after Minnesota legalized recreational cannabis use. The Red Lake Nation opened Native Care, Minnesota's first recreational marijuana dispensary, on August 1st. Tribal Secretary Sam Strong told KSTP News that once the bill was passed, Red Lake Nation wanted to make it safe for Minnesotans to come and purchase their products and to not only be the first, but also the best experience. Red Lake Nation already had a cannabis growing operation that had 25 employees, and they already sold medical marijuana to their patients. Tribal officials aren't sharing financial projections, but they do believe it will boost the community financially. Outside the tribal boundaries, Beltrami County Sheriff's Office says those who buy marijuana cannot use it inside their vehicle. Tribal officials say those coming to make purchase of marijuana and other products sold at their dispensary are not allowed to use those in public spaces on tribal land. The White Earth Nation was second to open a recreational marijuana dispensary in Minnesota. They opened their doors at 850 East Adams Avenue in Monoman, about 35 miles north of Detroit Lakes, on Thursday. The White Earth Nation dispensary will be open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meanwhile, in southern Minnesota, the Lower Sioux Nation opened Minnesota's first industrial hemp house, located on the corner of County Highway 2 and the Dakota Trail. The Hemp Brothers are giving tours and letting people know about all things planting, growing, harvesting, processing, and casting with industrial hemp. In the Twin Cities, the Division of Indian Work is gearing up to host their Indigenous Milk Medicine Week, August 8th through August 14th, 2023. The event embraces all pathways to milk medicine to nourish our little sacred beings. The week of events are dedicated to breastfeeding and lactation, as well as parenting and doula. The event opens up with an opening ceremony on August 8th. You can check out the Division of Indian Work online or the Ninde Doula Project page for more information about the events. If you're looking for a great book to read at the end of summer, Native Love Jams is the debut work of contemporary romance by Tashia Hart, author of the Good Berry Cookbook, Harvesting and Cooking Wild Rice and Other Wild Foods. The book follows two cooks who go foraging and find love in a berry patch. The book is available for purchase at TashiaHart.com under the bookstore tab. Participants are needed for a study examining the effects of tribal membership, or lack thereof, on Native American identity and mental health in the Great Lakes. To be eligible, you need to identify as Native American, live in Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, or Indiana, be at least 18 years old, and be one of the following: an enrolled tribal member, a descendant, disenrolled, or unable to obtain membership. If you participate, you will engage in an interview either face-to-face or through Zoom and be compensated with a $25 Visa gift card. For more information, contact Madeline Nash, a doctoral candidate. Her email is nashmade@msu.edu. Phone number is 517-648-1152. You may also contact Dr. Stephen Gastier, who's the principal investigator for the study. The email is gastier@msu.edu. Phone number is 517-355-3505. Make sure to mark your calendars for this coming October. McGizzy Communications is set to reopen in October of 2023. The original building from McGizzy Communications opened in Minneapolis, but burned down during the riots that followed the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis police back in May of 2020. The grand reopening is scheduled for Thursday, October 5th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Their new location is at 1845 East Lake Street in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You can sign up for the event at eventbrite.com/McGizzy Grand Opening. You can find the details from these stories and more at our website, minnesotanativenews.org. From Minnesota Native News, I'm Emma Needham.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.